Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoons with Christian Arcand and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Hello, hi, how are you? Welcome in. It's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcand, Andy Hart in our death march of a show, the two of us, as we get to the end of the week here. We have a lot to get to today.
Are we like Thelma and Louise? You want to just drive off a cliff?
Right off the cliff.
Up there, actually. This building is kind of weird. We could go to the upper parking lot.
There is a cliff that we could drive that we could absolutely drive off of.
Now, we wouldn't die. We would just get hurt.
Well, you never know.
I don't think we would die. That's only like a...
If I really gunned it, we could.
I think if you really gunned it, we might land it.
Maybe. That's true.
Dukes of Hazzard style.
Could be. Anyway, we have a lot to get through today.
You guys want to sit in the back seat?
We all want to go. Yeah,
sure.
I mean,
We're a team. We live as a show. We die as a show.
Right. Oh, see, I like that unity.
Ted Johnson shows up tomorrow. So, like, what are we doing for the show, guys? Like, oh, they all drove off a cliff and died.
They're dead.
It's just you and Fitzy, and we have to hire a bunch of new people. It's not how we planned for this to go. Anyways, we have a lot to get to today. As you heard in the crossover, we will talk to Adam Schefter at 3:45. We will also speak to Brian Scalabrine at 4:00. Kept his date today. How about that? That's not sad. Maybe because he knew it was the last one for me. So maybe that was it. But either way, that's very nice. We'll talk with him, get his take on the Celtics. We have some Red Sox stuff to get to as well. Jen McCaffrey over at The Athletic had an article with some interesting info in it about Alex Cora's reaction to everything that's going on right now, including the Jaren Duran arbitration saga, other things like that. What you just heard there was Drake May talking about frustrations and things that have frustrated him over the course of the year, how he deals with those frustrations. That was with you and Fitzy, I think. I don't think I was there for that answer. But I wanted to play that because we're going to talk a lot today about Mike Vrabel and Drake May, as they are the QB coach combination of the future, I would say. I don't think that Vrabel's going to be out of here next year, even if he doesn't have a great season. I think he's going to get a little bit more leash just so this thing doesn't turn into a total clown show. I think these guys are going to be intertwined, and this is going to be your combo going forward. So let's go ahead and start with some catch-all Vrabel news, first of all, which is the offensive coordinator search. And when I say news, it's the fact that there's no news. And I wonder if that no news is good news or bad news. Andy, what do you think?
I don't think it's any news, because my assumptions yesterday after the Vrabel comments about the search and McDaniels and all that was like they were going to get those out of the way, that they might be the most likely first AVP, for all I know. Mm-hmm. Josh McDaniels, sort of the in-town and the in-house candidate. We'll talk to him. We'll get those out of the way. And then some of the other more notable interviews might take place. I do think we've learned they're not going to do what they did with the head coach. I think some places do the social media thing with coordinators. Clearly, the Patriots are not going to do that because he told us they were doing interviews yesterday afternoon, and we've gotten virtually no information out of it. I also think it's a good sign for him early on in his tenure that apparently there weren't any leaks.
Right.
There were no reports coming out of Foxborough yesterday.
True.
So maybe he's keeping a pretty close circle and tight ship down there, at least early on, which I think is probably a good thing for him, at least until they get their feet kind of grounded. But I don't take it as a bad sign. It's also not flouting. Is that how you say it? Flouting of the Rooney Rule or anything like that.
Right.
They already got that out of the way with the head coach situation.
Sure. I mean, they could do it again, I suppose, but yeah.
They could,
but with the same two guys, they could do it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't either.
Is it possible that they just say, can we count those?
Yeah, they just keep them on retainer.
No, but they're two offensive guys. Can we just say, we already interviewed those guys. Do
but
those
you have
count?
To do it for each job, don't you?
But what if they talked about both jobs in the process?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a head coaching job.
Fly on the rule.
I know. Yeah. And I would stay out of it because somebody actually kind of whispered to me that they thought the NFL is sniffing around a little bit. Mm-hmm. And probably nothing they can do, because I don't know that they specifically broke the rule.
Right.
They just didn't really play the game, make it look good.
Yeah,
the
they cut corners on the
yeah,
rule.
That's absolutely. What they
did, which, again, is not against the rule, but it's not the spirit
the
of the rule.
Spirit
that's
of the
rule.
Reason
why they have it, yeah.
We're big on spirits around here.
We are.
But, no, the fact that we didn't get any info, it does. I think they're going to win. He said, I'm going to take Vrabel at his word, it's a long list. He's going to do something that his boss didn't do. Mm-hmm. He's going to do a long search.
Right.
And we've done it. You know, Evan Lazar's candidates, Mike Reese's candidates, our candidates. You know, do you like Dave Ragone? Do you like Josh McCown? Do you like Josh McDade? Like, there's plenty of candidates out there. Although you did note, there aren't a lot of Rooney Rule candidates out there.
Offensive coordinators.
Offensive coordinators.
There's zero in the league right now. Now, there's plenty of position coaches, I'm sure.
Right.
I didn't go through every
coach,
single one of these things,
receivers.
But I'd imagine that there are. So
yeah.
There's guys that you could maybe promote to offensive coordinator
like
if you wanted
time.
To. But yeah.
And they do. It wasn't Keenan McCardell and one of the others they interviewed.
I believe that's right, yeah.
And they were like a wide receivers coach mm-hmm. or something along the way. But no, I think this is really interesting, and I think it's really important. And like, I have full faith in Mike Vrabel. I don't right now have full faith in the offensive process because I don't know what the offensive process is going to be.
Right.
Wes Phillips, Josh McCown.
Alex
Nick
Van Pelt.
And there's Alex Van Pelt. Mm. There's names that I'm intrigued by. Like, even those guys.
Right.
I don't have the faith in them. Even Josh McDaniels. I don't have the faith in him that I do in Mike Vrabel. I think Mike Vrabel is going to be a good, solid, steady head coach. Josh McDaniels has not worked with Drake May.
Right.
Right? Like, there's questions, and there's some questions in his career. He also really hasn't worked with, correct me if I'm like, a mobile quarterback like May. I know the Tim Tebow thing in Denver, but that's a whole different.
Yeah.
That's a beast.
Yeah.
He hasn't
He was
had,
a mobile quarterback, but I mean, you know.
But he couldn't throw.
Couldn't throw
so it was the
ball.
Opposite.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, Bradford wasn't really. Cutler wasn't really.
I mean, Cutler ran a little bit, but at this, I guess
Garoppolo
my point would be.
And O'Connell weren't really, you know.
This
like,
would
yeah,
be the runningest
you, yeah.
quarterback that
oh,
he has,
sure.
has worked with. And I don't know if he wants that. We played that audio on this show about Josh wondering what May's going to be. Pocket mm-hmm. quarterback, running quarterback combo of the two. So I have a lot of questions about the candidates, the process, the results, and Drake May. One of my questions isn't where Drake May is vacationing, other than his decision-making. I thought Cancun in Mexico, you were supposed to, like, I thought it was dangerous down there.
In Cancun?
Yeah. I thought, like, that's where they cut your head off and leave it in a bag in the desert.
In Cancun, they do that?
Mexico is dangerous. Look it up.
Mexico is a big country.
Ball, look it up.
I have the answer for you without looking it up. As long as you stay on the resort, you're fine.
Well, what about those places where people were dying because they were using, like, rubbing alcohol?
He's a quarterback in the NFL, Andy. He's not going to go do that.
That was in the Dominican Republic, I thought, first
oh, yeah.
of all. But either
I
way.
Was there, too.
You were?
Yeah, right when that happened, like a week after. We got back.
Probably laid off that minibar, I would think.
Yeah. Well, actually, I had the... I get traveling diarrhea when I travel a lot.
That's really nice
fun.
To know. I'm glad you told us that.
It's not fun.
I don't think that Drake Mays or anybody, but, you know, a lot of people vacation in Mexico all the time. I don't think this is as
Is this my wife just scaring me? We've been planning a vacation, and she's like, we can't go to Mexico. They say it's dangerous down
Yeah, you
there.
Can't go to, like, Juarez. Cancun's okay.
Is it really? Because it's much cheap. It's the cheapest place to go to nice places, by far. Everywhere else is more expensive.
The cheapest place to go to nice places?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's like... There's a
is
lot
it
of
cheap
nice
or is
place.
It nice?
No, it's inexpensive. I
okay.
guess you want me to say
Got
like
it.
That Riviera Maya there, like south of Cancun.
I've never been. I don't know.
Oh, it's beautiful. I've been there.
Before. Okay,
like 15
did you,
years.
Did anyone cut your head off?
No, I made it. But that was a different time. It was a safer time. The cartels
right.
weren't as strong
All
and entrenched.
I'll tell you what the government said. Okay.
Oh yeah, tell me. Can we go?
Cancun is generally safe for tourists, but you should exercise caution, especially after dark. The U.S. State Department recommends that travelers exercise increased caution in Mexico due to rising violent crime.
See, okay. So he shouldn't be there.
Keep your head on a swivel. You're
he
fine.
He can afford any place he wants. He's Drake frickin' May,
including the safe places in Cancun, Mexico.
But you're still in Mexico. There's safe places that aren't in Mexico that are safer.
Well, I saw.
I'm sorry, you can go to St. Lucia, Barbados, Bill, or whatever. Like,
sure.
I saw the picture of him on the beach. Didn't seem like he was overly worried.
Yeah. You don't know what's lurking in the bushes or something?
It's okay.
You never
lurking
know.
In the bushes.
I didn't know what was lurking in the bushes
the
when
cartel?
I walked in today. What's your point?
The cartel hangs out in the bushes.
Yeah, looking for NFL quarterbacks.
Jump a quarterback.
No more narcos. We're taking away your Netflix.
They can kidnap. If they can rob various athletes around the U.S. during games. And
well, then
you
should
one.
Worry about him going into his house when he's not there,
probably
not about
true.
Going to the beach in Cancun. I think he's probably fine. At any rate, people were upset about that. People were upset about
Why?
Him being on vacation. I have no idea. You know me. I love vacation. I don't have any problem with anyone taking vacation ever at any point. And it's not like he missed passing camp or OTAs or something like that. He missed the announcement and press conference, just like the rest of his team, by the way. David Andrews is the only guy there, wasn't he?
Cardona.
And
David
nobody
Andrews.
Else.
The only people I saw.
And Andre Tippett, who doesn't play
Andre
for the
Tippett.
Team anymore.
Well, Troy Brown, some of those guys. Right. Legends.
Some past and present, but now, really the present was not well represented.
To be fair, quarterback is different, right? We're not gonna,
sure.
Later on, we're not going to rank coach and center combos. We're not going to rank coach and long snapper combos. We're going to rank coach and QB combos.
Oh, we can't do long snapper combo? I think that would be good radio.
Could you name three others?
I could not.
I couldn't.
I don't know if I can name one other.
Is Lonnie Paxton still in the league? Zach Diossi still in the league?
Diossi, I was going to say. I remember him. Yeah.
If they're not still in the league, I'm probably out of options. But no, like quarterback is different, and I've bitched about the fact that he hasn't spoken. I don't like the fact that he hasn't spoken. I heard Jones and Keefe sort of projecting and surmising, we're not going to hear from him till in the spring sometime, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's minicamp, OTAs, will he talk the first day? Somewhere in the spring, we'll hear from him, but they'll have gone through combine, free agency, coaches, I don't know. I think he could have avoided all this by showing up on Postmortem Bag Monday, talking for 10 minutes in front of his locker and moving on.
That is, I think, more, I don't want to say troubling, but definitely raises more smoke or red flags or whatever than not being there for the Vrabel thing. Like that, and I heard Wiggy talking about that this morning. I agree. Like, you're the quarterback of the team. You were the main QB1 for most of the season. And on the last day of the year, you know, after that last, well, I was about to say loss, but it was actually a win, you're
felt
nowhere
like
to be
loss.
Found. You're not speaking up. You're not looking to the future. You're not delivering a message to fans that, you know, this next year is going to be special and I'm going to be back and we're going to be whatever. I mean, it's whatever you wanted to say, but to not say anything, I agree. I didn't love that either.
And if you remember, I actually thought Mac Jones did a great job post-game Bills blowout wild card loss.
Yeah.
When he said something to effect like, now I'm not a rookie anymore. Now it's about, you know, being a leader and getting guys to follow me and moving forward. Like, I was kind of like, nice job, Mac. And it all hit the fan after that, but I liked that because Drake has told us a number of times how important being the starting franchise quarterback for the New England Patriots is.
Mm-hmm.
So he has said it. He's also bragged a little bit about how good he is with the media. I've been doing this since high school. You know, there was always media and interviews. And then he decides not to talk at a time when I feel like he needs to talk. And I'm sorry if he was uncomfortable. I'm sorry if he was uncomfortable because Mayo got canned, but that's, you know, being uncomfortable is part of being a franchise quarterback. You know, you're going to throw picks, you're going to lose games, your coach is going to get fired, whatever. That's part of, hell, teammates are going to do weird things in criminal things, and you're going to have to answer for those.
Right.
That's part of the job.
Yeah, basically, you were drafted 3 overall. Good teams don't draft third to make the third pick, so there's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be some adversity. There's going to be some days maybe you don't want to talk to us or you don't want to talk to the media or whatever, but you got to do it.
Right.
It's the way it works.
And he has said so many times he knows it's part of the job. He knows that the responsibilities of being a franchise quarterback and the Patriots quarterback and all of that, and then he hasn't spoken. It's not the biggest deal in the world. I know the Twitch chat. I haven't been even looking, but they'll get mad that I'm criticizing Drake, which is weird because all I've done is promote him for the totality of his tenure here.
Mm-hmm.
I started promoting him last January.
Yeah.
He wasn't even a Patriot yet. And you say one thing you don't really like and people are, hey, leave him alone. He's a diva.
You're not only the president of the Drake May fan club, you're also a client.
I am. That's
basically been the story of you this entire time. Part of this, and I don't know exactly how bad it got in the locker room over the course of that season, but part of it may be the culture in the locker room, which, if you saw, Mike Vrabel did a stand-up interview with Tommy Curran for his podcast.
Yep.
And Curran talked about how the Patriots were sort of a culture of blame. And I thought Vrabel's answer to that was very interesting, Stiz, if you could.
It's been a culture of blame-laying, to be honest.
And you're going to have to blame me. Like, I'm ready to accept the blame, and I'm ready to give credit. Like, that's where I'm at in my career. I want to try to help young coaches. I want young players to win. I want young players to develop. Outside of winning, there's no greater feeling for a coach than to have a young player go from one level to another level. And you see, when you set the hook and the light goes off, they'll die for you. Like, you just want to teach them one thing that can help them do their job, and you can coach them as hard as you want.
When you set the hook and the light goes on, those are two different metaphors, I think, he mixing.
He sounded like
there.
Me.
Yeah.
Totally mixing metaphors.
Set like that hook and then the light goes on. What?
Food and automobiles.
There's the light on the fish or what? What's going on here?
Why are you hooking your young players? Like,
doesn't matter.
Hurting them?
He's rolling. It doesn't matter.
But that was weird.
It was a good answer, yeah.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Those are those answers where I don't want to keep doing this. I don't know. You said you say Happy New Year forever. Also,
yeah, although admittedly I haven't been doing it.
That was mostly
just to yell about Larry David.
When is the expiration date on sort of comparing him to Mayo and saying, I can't remember one answer that was like that from Gerard Mayo? Like, do we move on? Can we stop with that? Is it unfair? Like,
no, it's going to be a while.
Okay.
It's going to be at least...
Because I do it in my head.
At least the rest of the offseason, probably like a couple games into the regular season once he's doing post-game stuff. It's probably going to be like around the trade deadline that stops.
At least when we get, out on the field and see actions and different things. But I can't remember, and he had a number of those. He said a similar thing about there's no greater compliment for a coach than another coach comes up and says, boy, did your team play hard. They played their asses off today. Yeah. Now, my flip side of this is all of these goals that he's talking about seem very small. And I think that's intentional.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because they have to get up to that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, like, people like me who are saying, well, if they do this right, Vrabel should be competing for the wild card. He's like, no. I just want the players to play. I want them to play
hard.
Gear
down, big shifter.
I think he is intentionally setting lower expectations.
Yeah.
If we get better, if we play hard, if we can take advantage of opponents' mistakes, there's no guarantees for competing for playoff spots, the division, timelines. I think they should have aspirations of competing for a while.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A card spot this year.
Yeah.
And he probably does sort of internalized in terms of those goals. Mm-hmm. But I think he's being real smart, setting low, non-tangible expectations. You can't measure what he's talking about. Did they play hard? Did a young player get better? Did he give one young player one thing to improve his game? I mean, Jalen Polk would be a perfect example.
Oh, boy.
If he starts catching passes.
Anything for him, yeah.
And I also just love the fact that you say, I'm ready to accept the blame and pass out the praise kind of stuff.
Yeah,
although I like that.
The last time I remember a coach saying that, it was Belichick saying, well, if this whole thing with Patricia doesn't work out, you can blame me. And it's like,
he never took the blame really either.
No, he
did
not.
That's the other thing.
Back to the offensive coordinator question real quick before we go to break here. Who do you think that Vrabel wants for offensive coordinator?
I think he wants a young guy.
I think so, too, because his past picks were both young guys.
Yeah.
LaFleur was a hot young position coach who he poached away, and Smith was the tight ends coach. He was in-house. They were both in their 30s, and those were the two guys that he had the most success with in Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't know the name, but I think the Nick Cayley, Wes Phillips, like a young up-and-coming. I don't know if he's actually beholden. A lot of us are beholden to McVay or Shanahan or follow the tree and all those roots. I think he wants a good young coach. And he just said it right there. He talked about young coaches, like teaching them, promoting them, getting them going. And again, I don't think he has the fear that we have of changing coordinators. He did it in Tennessee, and he's watched McVay do it. Now, I know it's different because McVay is the system, so there's a little difference there. But I don't think he wants the best coach, and I think he wants the best young coach. I'm not sure he's starting with Josh McDaniels. I think the Crafts have Josh McDaniels on top of their list. I think they would prefer Vrabel and McDaniels. I think he's looking younger and more developmental.
Okay. We have some controversy here on social media.
Uh-oh.
As a Twitter user says that I'm tired of this false reporting of Drake May and the Grand Caymans. Drake May being in Mexico, he's actually in the Grand Caymans per his girlfriend's TikTok. All I'm hearing all day is Mexico this and Mexico that.
Well, then he's much smarter than I gave him credit for. Good call. Grand Caymans sounds ritzy and not cartel.
I don't know what the Grand. I don't know.
I'm
going to
judge from afar.
So very good.
We did get a bunch of texts on this in various degrees. Most of them said there's no safe places in Mexico. Another said they were on a Jeep tour and they turned a corner and there was a truck filled with army men and like Uzis and they just waved and kept going. Like, Mexico's a little different.
That sounds like the military. It doesn't sound like a bad thing.
Yeah, why is the military there? Probably to fight the cartel.
I had to guess.
Exactly.
They're keeping you safe, Andy.
Exactly.
617-779-7937. There's your phone number. When we return, Mike Vrabel has plans for Drake May. He talked about that as well with Tommy Curran. We'll get to that with your phone calls right after Dan Ball gets you caught up on what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Bruins were back in the win column last night as they beat the Tampa Bay Lightning at TD Garden 6-2.
And now attacked over the line, Marchand with a step, shoots, he scores! Brad Marchand with a snapper, 3-0 Bruins.
That goal for Marchand proved to be the game winner. Marchand finished the game with 2 points, while David Pastrnak and Pavel Zacha each had 3. Jeremy Swayman made a season-high 43 saves in the win. The Celtics hit the road tonight to play the Toronto Raptors. Tip-off is at 7:30. Boston is 28-11 on the season, while Toronto is 9-31. In national NBA news, the 3 NBA games postponed last week, 2 by the wildfires in Los Angeles and 1 by a winter storm in Atlanta, have caused a ripple effect in the league's schedule, with 9 games involving 9 teams being rescheduled to make up for those dates. In NFL news, the Colts have been designated as the home team next season for the NFL's first regular season game in Berlin. It will be the 5th regular season game played in Germany overall, which has hosted NFL games in Munich and Frankfurt since the 2022 season. Also, Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers is declaring for the NFL draft. Ewers went 21-5 as a starter the past 2 years and went to 2 CFP semifinal appearances. And the Houston Texans on Tuesday waived wide receiver Diontae Johnson as they prepare for their divisional round playoff game on Saturday against the Kansas City Chiefs. The playoffs continue next weekend, and WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons with Arcane and Hart coming up right after this.